The president of the University of Tennessee system will highlight its stronger financials and increasing graduation rates at the annual State of UT address today. He will also reiterate what he calls the school's commitment to diversity and inclusion, a topic that's been a bit of a lightning rod lately. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
The university has butted heads with conservative lawmakers in recent years. They berated UTK for funding sexual awareness programming, and they defunded its diversity office after it wrote a blog post advocating for gender-neutral pronouns. This month, when one lawmaker filed a bill that would require public colleges to create a free speech policy, he strongly implied that UT was not welcoming of conservative viewpoints. So if System President Joe DiPietro wants to push diversity initiatives, his first task this year may be simply to work on lawmaker relations.
How can you de-escalate tensions with the legislature?
Number one, don't stop talking. Number two, keep your patience. Number three, try to keep making them understand why it's important and why we are not drifting one direction or not on the liberal/conservative pendulum.
DiPietro says he tries to convince lawmakers that employers want students who are exposed to different cultures. He also will point out that the UT system has kept tuition increases to a minimum, and its flagship campus in Knoxville has seen a consistent rise in students graduating within 4 years. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.